Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
I had the pleasure of listening to Dr. Michael V. Genestre speak at the Amherst South Rotary Club, a very smart administrator of the Sweet Home School District in the Buffalo area. He started in this position 4 years ago. Before becoming superintendent of Sweet Home, Dr. Genestre served as superintendent of the Sherman School District for 5 years. He has worked to create a culture of academic and administrative excellence. Our guest today, Dr. Michael V. Genestre, superintendent of the Sweet Home Central School District. You talked in your speech a little bit about what you were doing, I believe, at the Northwest Center with athletic programs. Let's talk about this community outreach with the Northwest Center in Amherst, New York. Dr. Genestre.
Well, first, thank you, Brian, for having me on your show. It's an honor to be here. We got a lot going on at Sweet Home, and we're really proud of some of the things. And one of the most proud things I think we have here is a strong partnership with the town of Amherst that included about 3 years ago us partnering with them to open the Northwest Amherst Community Center. And since it took off about 3 years ago, it's just growing and growing in programming in a really underserved area of the district in the north end of our district. So we're partnering with the town of Amherst at the Northwest Amherst Community Center on everything from fitness to preschool programming to events to food pantries and clothing closets. It's just been a wonderful partnership, really serving that area of our district.
Now, is it that you have a shortage of space and you need more space in Northwest Amherst to have before and after school programs for these students?
Actually, it's primarily location. We don't have much of a presence up at the north end of our district, and we wanted to have more of a presence, and I think the town of Amherst wanted to have more of a presence as well. So the center offers so many different things besides school-related activities. So they're doing job fairs. They're doing pickleball with seniors. They have senior programming in there as well. So the community center is really open to anyone in the town of Amherst. And we've also partnered, because we do have part of a district in the town of Tonawanda, but any student and their family who goes to Sweet Home can use the Northwest Amherst Community Center. You don't have to be a resident. You just have to be a student of Sweet Home.
Very good. Now, another thing you spoke about to the Amherst South Rotarians last Wednesday was food deliveries and food pantry. Yes. Is there really a need for people who have poor diet and not enough good quality food for this effort? Dr. Genestre.
So we at Sweet Home are fortunate to have an organization called the Sweet Home Education Foundation, or SHEF. And I'm a member, I'm the superintendent member on the board of it. I don't have a vote, but I partner with them, and we work together collaboratively to help provide. One of the many things that SHEF does is provide food to those who might be in need. So if we have students that are in need or their families are in need, they can sign up with SHEF, and we have a food pantry in the high school, and we do deliveries every other week on Thursdays, and it really serves again a population that may be in need, or food isn't always readily available. So, you know, we know one of the most important things for success of any student is having their basic needs taken care of. So Chef does an amazing job of fundraising, an amazing job with our food pantry here at the district to serve probably 80, 90 families every other week and help them make sure that their basic needs are taken care of.
What percentage of your students don't have enough food at home, and they don't have food to bring in, and you have to feed these students different meals a day? What are the nutrition needs of your students in Sweet Home School District, Dr. Genestri?
Yeah, so it varies. So there are some that have more need than others. So we have about between a 50 and 60% poverty rate in the district. Not every family is in need of food, though. So with about 3,800 students, Chef is serving 80 to 90 every other week there, but that doesn't necessarily mean all of our needs are taken care of. So like I said, our poverty rate is between 50 and 60%. Here, we are a community eligible school, which is great. So every student at Sweet Home gets free breakfast and free lunch every single day we're in session. And we do offer a summer program as well, where students can come to one of our elementary schools and pick up have lunch there if they need to. So we know that there's need in our community, and you know, we have several programs in place to address the need, especially food shortages. So it's really important that our kids are fed because it makes them better learners and obviously, healthier as well.
Very good. Dr. Genestri, I just got your bio. We had a problem with the computer getting it for the last day, but I just got it.
My apologies.
I thank you very much. And yes. The one topic you wanted to discuss was the increasing enrollment. I think a lot of school districts have decreasing enrollments, and they sell buildings for different purposes. You have sort of a good challenge of having more students. Tell us about that, Dr. Michael Genestri, Superintendent of Sweet Home School District.
It has certainly been a challenge. And right now, I entered the district 3.5-4 years ago. We have about 700 more students than when I entered during that time. And so our enrollment hasn't been increasing. It's been really shooting up. And, while we, absolutely welcome our new students with open arms, and anybody else that wants to move into Sweet Home, it obviously provides challenges with staffing properly. Many of our we're a very diverse district, and we're very proud of that diversity here. We speak 42 different languages in the district. We have a strong English as a second language program, we're really working to build those resources for our families. But we're really proud of the fact that we're a growing district, and it while it brings challenges, it's exciting that people want to move to Sweet Home and go to school here.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with Dr. Michael V. Genestri, Superintendent of Sweet Home Central School District. He's been in this role for the last 4 years. If you're listening in Sweet Home, in Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Dr. Genestri. He began his public school teaching career as a social studies teacher in the Falconer Central School District. While in Falconer, he also served as the head coach of the varsity football program as well as the girls' varsity basketball program. Prior to teaching in Falconer, he spent 10 years working in the public relations marketing industry for such clients as Kodak, Xerox, and Krispy Kreme Donuts. Our guest today, the Superintendent of Schools for the Sweet Home School District, Dr. Michael V. Genestre. Let's talk a little bit about these prom dresses that you're involved with. You want to make sure all these juniors and seniors have a prom dress. What's that all about, Dr. Genestre?
So part of our program with the Sweet Home Education Foundation is a prom dress giveaway and buyback program. So our students, you know, one of the big events here, obviously, at any high school is the prom. And we are really proud of the work that our teachers do to put the prom on at Sweet Home. And we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to go and everybody feels like, you know, they're properly dressed and prepared to go. So one of the great programs that Chef does is this prom dress closet, basically. And students can go in and take a look. There's hundreds of options to choose from, but it's not only dresses, it's shoes, it's jewelry, accessories, that sort of thing. And they do it, we're going to do it later in the spring, right before prom season. So every student has a chance to feel like, they're really dressed up and ready to go for the prom. So it's a great program by Chef. Really proud of the work that they do.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about your major capital project. How much money do you need and what do you need it for? Dr. Michael Genestre, Superintendent, Sweet Home Central School District.
We're currently planning our next major capital project, and we believe it's going to fall between the $65 and $75 million range. And we have outstanding facilities here at Sweet Home, and that they're really well maintained. But the focus of this capital project will be on our elementary schools. With all the growth that we've had at Sweet Home, and we project that growth will continue over the next 10 years, we're running out of space in our elementary buildings. So part of the project will be to put additions on at least three of our four elementary buildings in the district, especially at Maple Mere Elementary School, where they're really busting at the seams right now. The next part of that project will be to renovate our elementary schools to ensure that they're properly constructed for 21st century learning. While they're well maintained, they really haven't been updated in a couple decades. So it's time to put some money into our elementary buildings to make sure they're well updated. And then we're also looking at possibly a reconfiguration of our sports and athletic facilities here at the high school. Right now, we have a beautiful turf facility, but it's a multi-use facility. You can only use it one game at a time with the lights, and it really kind of restricts or puts our students here late at night, especially in the spring, you know, when we need the turf to compete in baseball, softball, that sort of thing. So we got some big plans for the district with this capital project, and we feel like, you know, about $75 million will be the range. That dollar amount will keep it at a tax-neutral project for our taxpayers.
Now let's talk about the process with strategic planning. I would imagine you have your Board of Education, your teachers, your administrators, your students involved in this. Let's talk about the planning process, Dr. Michael Genestre.
So when I got to the district a couple years ago, I think one of the things that we needed was a plan in the realm of programming and curriculum and instruction here at Sweet Home. And so we put together a committee through our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, making sure that it was aligned and equitable for every student at Sweet Home, that would be responsible for creating the strategic plan. And one of the things that the committee did was put out a survey to our residents, basically asking what they expect out of programming here at Sweet Home. And we got wonderful answers, but many of them circled around 21st century learning and making sure that our students are prepared to compete in a very, very rapidly evolving landscape. And so the committee came up with, structures for basically putting together a plan that would take us to the next level in our curriculum and instruction. So there are three main goals with the plan. One, to really develop a teaching and learning here that is top rated, top notch, 21st century. The other one is future focused. We, did a lot of research around what the future industries look like. And for many of our primary age students, 85% of the jobs that they're going to be in don't even exist yet. So we wanted to make sure that we are prepared and they are adaptable and flexible to a landscape that's changing rapidly. And then the third goal was to promote the whole child. I talked a little bit about food security before and making sure that our students are mentally well and their basic needs are taken care of. So those were the three main goals of the strategic plan. But what was great about it is it was done with the input from our entire community, and we really appreciate that input.
Very good. Now, I understand Dr. Genestre is superintendent of the Sweet Home School District for the last 4 years. You have a shortage of bus drivers, and this affects the start and stop times. Where are we on this shortage, Dr. Michael Genestre?
For the past 3.5 years, ever since I've been in the district, we've really, and coming out of COVID, we had many of our drivers retire during the COVID crisis. They weren't driving, and they decided to retire. So we're about at half of the amount of drivers we had prior to COVID. You add 700 students to the district, and then you have half the amount of drivers, it really creates a crisis. And we've been doing everything we can to recruit new drivers and adapt and adjust basically for the lack of drivers. So our number one priority is get kids to school, to and from school safely every day. And that's becoming more and more of a challenge because we're down. We have mechanics driving every day. We have front office staff at the transportation department who are properly licensed driving every day just to get our kids to and from school. But we have a lot of needs after school as well. So after school programming to make it fair and equitable for everybody. We want to provide transportation for our students to and from after school programming. And that is very difficult with the driver shortage. So this in the 25-26 school year, we had a committee look at two things. We're implementing 15 more minutes of instructional time next year. Every student at Sweet Home will be in school 15 minutes longer every single day. And then two, with the driver shortage, we decided to really look at start and stop times and see if we can make adjustments to address the driver shortage and make sure that our kids are getting to and from school. So next year, we have some major changes with our bell times, our bell schedule. The middle school is going to be more aligned with the high school and be about 20 minutes apart. Right now, we have the latest end time for a middle school in Western New York. So the high school, our middle school ends at about 4 o'clock now. It'll end about 2:20, 2:30 next year. And that'll open up opportunities for bus drivers to do after school runs and open up opportunities for middle school students to do more extracurricular activities. So we think there's a lot of wins with the new schedule for our students, but also with freeing up some drivers to make our necessary runs every day.
A little bit more information about Dr. Michael Genestre, Superintendent of Sweet Home Central School District. He has participated in events such as the Superintendent Student Advisory Meeting and the Challenge to Change event. He has been featured on the President's Gavel podcast at the New York State School Boards Association Conference. Our guest today on the Rusk Report, Dr. Michael V. Genestre, Superintendent of Sweet Home School District. I know that you have an active program with the Sweet Home Education Foundation for those less fortunate. When I was in middle school, there was a principal named Dr. Daniel Wepner who encouraged us to get involved in the community. We set up a stamp out smoking campaign that went national from the Williamsville School District. Let's talk about your education foundation with the Sweet Home School District and what you're doing for the less fortunate. Dr. Ginestri.
Yeah, it is certainly just a wonderful program led by an English teacher here at the high school, Lisa LeBrake, who really puts in countless amount of hours, of volunteer hours, to ensure that our students here really feel welcome, belonged, and make sure that they are really part of the Sweet Home community. The word community is in our mission statement, and the Sweet Home Education Foundation, under Mrs. LeBrake's leadership, has really embraced the Sweet Home experience for all of our students. So they do things like the food program that every other Thursday, providing food to families that are in need. They do closing closets. They're doing fundraisers. They're doing prom closets as well, and so many other things that they do to ensure that our students have a complete, full Sweet Home experience, and it's just wonderful work that the foundation is doing. So we're really proud of them. We support them in every way we can, and we know they're providing critical services to make sure that everyone at Sweet Home enjoys their high school experience.
Dr. Ginestri, you mentioned a little bit about the needs of these four elementary schools.
Yes.
How are they doing? How are their standards, the accomplishments for your four elementary schools?
Yeah, we implemented new math curriculum last year, and we're seeing gains in math right now. Right now, we're also working on our literacy initiatives this year. So our focus last year was math. Our focus this year is on literacy. We expect to see gains in literacy as well. We're really proud of the work of our teachers and our students to maintain and continue to grow at our achievement levels at the elementary level. This main year is really focused on literacy and bringing updated literacy curriculum into the classroom. The other thing that we're implementing at all levels, really, at Sweet Home is our multi-tiered systems of support program. So last year, we spent the entire year focused on training our group and our teachers to understand what multi-tiered levels of support are, and this year we're doing a lot of implementation around those. So we're tracking every student to ensure that they're on target for progress and achievement, and we're using data to make our decisions here in the district. So a lot going on with our curriculum and programming, and our teachers and our administrators have just been wonderful to embrace it all.
Now, Sweet Home School District has been faced with 750 new students in the last 3 years. How do you cope with that, with class size, the room for them, the transportation for them, the food for them? How's it going?
It's a challenge, no question about it. We are continually trying to keep up with the increase in enrollment. Our class sizes at the elementary are getting bigger, no question about it. So that's a issue that we're facing right now. Maple Mirror in particular is running out of space. So we're hoping to get shovels in the ground in the next 2 years on additions over at three of our elementary buildings, Heritage Heights, Glendale being the other one, and then Willow Ridge is growing as well, so we're keeping an eye on that. And so spacing, class sizes are starting to grow in the district because of this. It also brings transportation issues. We're filling our buses pretty quickly at the middle school and elementary levels, so we got to make sure we have enough buses on the road and drivers to handle the growth. So now, food-wise, we're fortunate. Again, we're a community-eligible school, and because we're a community-eligible, our students eat breakfast and lunch for free every day. So that's important for us. We believe we'll stay that way, and the governor in her budget is proposing that every school across the state has free breakfast and lunch for our students.
Very good. We have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. You mentioned in your speech at the Amherst South Rotary Club about a seal of civic readiness. What is that all about, Dr. Michael Genestre?
So under the leadership of Dr. Toya Wilson, our Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction, we've been able to add the seal of civic readiness here at Sweet Home. So there's coursework involved with it, but there's also community service involved with it as well. So it's really a lesson in civics and being good citizens of our community and of our town and of our state. And so we're teaching students how to be involved, how to participate, how to raise their voice if needed. And we're really excited to have that seal. And what it does is students can take some extra coursework, they do a service project, and they can have that seal stamped on their diploma. So it's basically an add-on to their diploma, and we believe that we're teaching good citizenry here at Sweet Home.
Very good. We have about a minute left. I understand the sales tax that you receive for your school district is crucial to running the school district. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we really are fortunate to be in this district. We have a lot of businesses. We have a strong tax base. But as we Sweet Home encompasses Niagara Falls Boulevard and many of the shopping malls in Amherst and shopping centers in Amherst are located in our district. And so we do capitalize on sales tax revenue here. It's about $5 million a year, and that certainly goes to help with our programming here at Sweet Home. So we're very fortunate to be in these boundaries and have such a good, strong business base here. And we want to be good partners with our businesses. Obviously, there's benefit for both sides because we're going to provide workforce for our businesses, and in turn, the people that come into Amherst and shop in our district are supporting the school. So very important for Sweet Home, and we're very fortunate to be in these boundaries.
We're fortunate to have Dr. Michael V. Genestre as the superintendent of the Sweet Home Central School District. Thanks to those who've called regarding our recent guest, Tom Sibbick, protester on January 6th, Tom Rush, famous folk singer, and Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz. Coming up, an expert on anti-aging, Dr. Magdalena Swierczewski, famous author, Larry Lehmer, and Roger Woodworth with the Employer Support of the Guard. Thank you for enlightening us about the Sweet Home School District, Dr. Michael V. Genestre, and special thanks to Kevin Carr, our Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.